Good morning. Are you envious because I am generous? That's the words of the Holy Gospel of God, the Sunday, when he tells us the parable. And he not only talks about his generosity there, are you envious because I am generous, but in the first reading too, we see, let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God, who is generous in forgiving. And then in the second reading, we see Paul, who lives that and shows us how to live that. So we want to focus today on generosity, God's generosity for us, and thus his example of how then we must live this generosity and what kind of generosity. I often say as I go around different places, and I believe it with my own heart when I'm talking to other priests, and I'm talking, one of the surest signs of a follower of Jesus Christ is a generous spirit. If they don't have a generous spirit, then they're always concerned about themselves. And we don't need any more people like that. Huh? We need to have a generous spirit where we give what we have, who we have, away. Now, the first thing that God talks about in this generosity, the first way God is generous to us, we see in the Old Testament, is in forgiving. That God is generous in forgiving. And again, we talked about it last week, how God gave his only son for love of us. That he, even when we put him on that cross, he died for us who put him on that cross. That our God is a God of generously forgiving us. And then he says, you see what I have done? I want you to do the same. And all my life, I always have thought, you know, I'm a miserable person in lots of ways, but I'm always pretty generous and forgiving. I've not really held many grudges normally. And then I was sitting there thinking about I was going to pray yesterday, and we had a foundation board yesterday meeting, an all-day retreat. And so I get the mail. It's on the side. I come in and I go through the mail, as always, because I open all the mail. And then I could tell it was going to be an anonymous letter. And I thought, don't open it. Don't open it. Don't open it. Because the return address was donation for your thoughts. Don't open it. Don't open it. Don't open it. So I opened it. And this, and I said, don't read it. Don't read it. Don't read it. And I read it. So anyway, and it was in the midst of it, for a priest that we are in the midst of our daily readings and that, St. Augustine, for 2 weeks in a row, every fall, slams the priests, the pastors. He just slams us every day. Talk about feeling guilty. You know, you feed yourself instead of the sheep. You know, you're feeding on their fat. I mean, he really gets us good. Well, someone must be reading that. And so they sat there and they took part of the thing and they sent it to me anonymously, saying to me that, you know, I'm only feeding myself. I'm not concerned about the sheep. I am getting fat on the sheep's on you guys is what I'm doing. And I thought, you miserable son. And I'm sitting there and I'm fuming. I'm hearing confessions and I'm just fuming. Another one of these things. At least you have the guts to sign it so I could beat the hell out of you and all this kind of stuff. You know, oh, I'm so sick of it. I just come back from Philadelphia. I'm giving my life away and this miserable human being has to sit there and had to think about how can I hurt the pastor this week. And they had to think about it. Then they had to write it out. Then they had to put it in there and say, I'll get him. So this person purposely wanted to hurt me. And so I'm purposely in that confessional thinking, I want to hurt him or her. And then the Lord God says, you're not very forgiving. I don't have to be forgiving like this, God. And he says, you do. And I said, eep. So then I start praying for that person. I said, okay, Lord, I ask that the more pain they cause me, let it be for their good. May they come to know you more. May they get that judgment out of their heart and may they sit there instead of doing it. But the Lord took care of me because after I was doing that and said, okay, Lord, I forgive them, I had to go over to the chapel. And as I'm going over to the chapel to put books in there, a woman not from the parish who I've never met before, she comes up to me, grabs me, and she says, Father, you're a good priest. Thank you for being a good priest. And I says, and then I was like, see what happens when you forgive people? You see how the Lord will bless you more abundantly. She was in there talking to Jesus, and Jesus says, you tell this priest, You know, so that was the prophecy as she came from God, not the guy who decided, or the girl, whoever it happens to be. It had an eerie postmark, I looked. But anyway, so probably somebody here. I hope you enjoyed that. But anyway, God says you need to be generous in forgiving. He is generous. Am I generous in forgiving? Are you generous or forgiving? Or do we hold these little grudges? Let it go. And then God will bless you. He blessed me. He'll bless you. That's just the way God is. He sends these little things in our life to help us, to teach us to be generous in forgiving, the way God is generous in forgiving us. The next thing he's generous with is he's generous in the gospel with his money. And again, I don't like to talk about money, but again, to talk about that reality that we need to be generous with our finances. When I was again in Philadelphia this weekend, we talked the last night, you know, that's when I get them for the collection. And I always sit there and say, you know, how often we'll sit there and spend money on ourselves for food that goes in one way and out the other in about 2 hours. And we'll spend lots of money on that. And on the way down, I was talking about some people who sit there and they are into fine wines. And a fine wine, for a good fine wine, even a half-decent fine wine, the price starts at $100 a bottle. And I'm sure a lot of you drink $100 bottle wine in here, don't you? Uh-huh. Anyway, so I'm sitting there thinking, I couldn't imagine drinking, I like wine, but not $100 worth for a bottle. You know, I would sit there, every sip I'd feel guilty. It's $100 a bottle. That was about $50 for that gulp there, whatever it happens to be. And I would be sitting there thinking about that. But again, though, when it comes to me, I'm willing to spend money. But am I generous in what for others and for the building up of others, huh? And then finally, we get to Paul. And here's Paul, it says, for me, life is Christ, and to die is so much gain. But if the Lord wants me here for your sake, I will gladly give my life. And so he's sitting there saying, I only want to be generous and give my whole life to God and my whole life for you. I'd be better if I was dead. It'd be better if I was with the Lord. But if the Lord wants to keep me here, I will gladly do this for your benefit. So Paul takes his one life and lays it at the service of the church. And so must we be people like that, that we don't only sit there and say things, but we lay our life at the feet and in service of God and His church. Today, you have that opportunity, of course, when we have our ministries day, that you get to go next door and all the very various ministries we have here in the church, that you can sit there and say, okay, I will be generous in my spirit. I will be generous and give. How can I give and build up the body of Christ, the church? So that's your opportunity to put into practice what God does for us. He is generous in forgiving. He's generous with his things. And he's generous with his life and tells us to be the same thing. You want to know if God is generous? Look at any crucifix. That's the generosity of God. If we're going to be like him, we need to be on that crucifix every day. Giving away our life generously, giving away our things generously, giving our forgiveness generously, because that's the way he is with us. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Good. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. You got to pray, because even though yesterday after I got that letter, I lost 15 pounds so far. I'm back on my low-carb diet, and I've been real good for like about 2 months, and then I had a jelly donut, and then I had another one. It's those little things, you know, so I can't have any more. Father Everest is going to have to eat all of them. I got them for the... Anyway, who cares? Anyway, we're going to have these nice confirmation students. We're going to bless them, their Bibles, and we are going to... Today is Catechetical Sunday, and so we're going to, after we do this, then we're going to bless all our teachers, religious ed teachers, and aides and helpers with the confirmation and religious education. But that'll be after we do this with our children. As we begin a new confirmation class year, we give to them one of the greatest gifts we can give, the Word of God. This is an important day for all of us because it is God's Word that has brought us here. It was God's word that St. Joseph Church, Bread of Life Community, was founded on. And it is God's word that this community is guided by every day. We welcome our brothers and sisters by presenting to them these Bibles and asking them to truly take hold of the word of God in their lives. So, Those who are starting the process of being confirmed now, please stand. As Abraham, the father of our faith, listened to God and followed his word in faith, are you willing to take hold of God's word by listening to it and allowing yourself to grow in faith through it? Say, we are willing. Say it like I can hear it. We are willing. Each day, the early Christians studied the scriptures. Are you willing to take hold of the word by studying the scriptures each day in class and outside of class? Say, we are willing. As Mary, our mother, treasured God's word in her heart, are you willing to take hold of the word by putting it into your memory and treasuring parts of these sacred writings that you will soon be given to? Say, we are willing. Finally, as the cloud of witnesses who have gone before us, our brothers and sisters who meditated on God's word throughout these last 150 or 40 some years of our church community, are you willing to communicate, to continue this tradition, to take hold of the word by meditating on it and thus becoming disciples of Jesus Christ and members of this community? Say, we are willing. And so what we're going to do is we're going to invite you then to come forward with your sponsors or the one who's going to represent your sponsor or a parent and take hold of the word. And so what's going to happen, you're going to come up and I'm going to take these Bibles. I don't know. I'm just going to give them out. You're going to come up here and then after I give it to you, I'm going to say, will you take hold of the word? And you're going to say, I will. And then you're going to go back with your sponsor down here and then face me. Okay? Come on up with your sponsor, or your mother, or whoever. Put your hand on top of it. Will you take hold of the word? Go back with your mother. Go back to the halfway down and turn around together and face me. Will you take hold of the word? Say, I will.
I will.
There you go. Will you take hold of the word? Put your hand on there. Good job. Will you take hold of the word?
I will.
Will you take hold of the word? Put your hand on it.
I will.
I ask everybody to extend their hands over these people who are going into confirmation. Lord God of the universe, God of love and mercy, we ask you now by your power to send your Holy Spirit upon these students who are open to be received, to be being confirmed in the church. Send your Spirit upon them, which is no cowardly spirit, but one that will make them strong, loving, and wise. So when they get the fullness of the Holy Spirit, their confirmation, they will have lives fully surrendered to you and your Lordship. They would do your will. They would become great saints. We beg you these things, Holy Father, in Jesus' name, amen. And say, are you, St. Joseph Church, Bread of Life Community, willing to walk with these young men and women and support them and pray for them as they continue in power of our faith in the Word of God, which has best been presented to them? Say, we are willing. And let's encourage them with our applause. Okay, go back in. And now I ask all the religious ed educators, teachers, aides, helpers, and confirmation and religious ed teachers to come on down and just stand here so I can give you a blessing. Isn't this special? With your fatherly blessing, Lord, strengthen these servants of yours in the resolve to dedicate themselves as catechists. Grant that they will strive to share with others what they themselves derive from the pondering of your word, the studying of the church's teaching, and let them gladly join those they teach in honoring and serving your name. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God bless you then in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's thank our teachers who are so generous in giving themselves. And also Stacia here just told me she's going to have a baby. Isn't that nice? Where's Pat? He's not here. I can't even pick on him about finally getting it right and all that kind of stuff. What are you going to do? Let's stand. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ,